So I'd like you just to take a moment to close your eyes and relax your body for a moment. Just soften. And then take a breath in through your nose and let it out through your mouth just with a gentle sigh. Yeah. Let your body just relax into the chair. Arms soften, feet and legs. And with your next breath, bring the air through your nose and into your heart, and then let the breath exhale through your heart. So in through the nose and out through the heart center, bringing your awareness, your physical awareness, as well as your emotional consciousness into your body and into the area around your heart. As you honor yourself, just take that one moment to honor yourself for being in the chair, for doing whatever it took for you to be here now, in this moment, to receive the love in the sanctuary, to add to that love and help it multiply. And then let that wave of love wash over you with each breath, clearing, softening, and bringing your consciousness into this moment, bringing your heart into this moment, bringing your gratitude into this moment. Take another breath. Exhale through the heart. And let yourself feel that resonating yes. Yes, I'm here. I'm here to receive the love, the hug of spirit that's around me. I'm here to receive the honoring and the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. My partner begins to teach the basis and basics of the energy you call numerology. Dear ones, to the creative source, numbers are simply part of physics. There are components of physics that are more esoteric than you know. And this is part of it. When you get into that which is multidimensional, it is even more profound. The numbers that lay there, or those that have numbers next to one another and influence each other, are just like you. They all have energies, just like you. There are some hidden ones that we have spoken about before. To talk about humanity in general, what is happening on the earth in general, or even Gaia. If you ever put it together, humanity is here in a divine appropriateness. And the purpose of humanity is harmony. And you've never had it. That is the purpose of the shift. For you made it past the shift in a profound way. Many of you are starting to see it and proclaim what the ancients said would happen. And it almost always has to start by stirring up the normal. And that is what is occurring on this planet in so many areas. I told you years ago that almost all mathematics should be base 12. It goes beyond that. The universe is structured in 12s. But 12 is simply half of the push-pull energy of the 24. The real number that you could assign to everything on this planet is 6. And 6 is the harmony number. It's the middle of 12, you might say. And then there's the human being, which oddly enough has 23 chromosomes, on its way to 24. We told you some time ago something that was laughable. It still is. That the final pair of chromosomes are quantum, multidimensional, and that they will join the other 23 at a point when the consciousness of humanity is ready for it, bringing you to 24, a 6. You are moving from change to harmony, and always have. So you can look at numerology and it tells about the earth, about Gaia, about the universe, about you. And it also starts to paint a picture of how you're seen by God. A God that is not judgmental, a God that does not look down upon you and count the discretions. Instead, it's a God that knows your name and light and sees you as family. The creative source of this universe, this galaxy, all that are in it that can observe what is going on this planet are excited about you. And the irony is you sit and wring your hands in despair. It's bigger than you think. Do you have the wisdom, old soul, to sit back and smile and say, this is going to be an interesting journey? Or do you wring your hands at every single time that is anxious for you? Are you filled with despair because it didn't go your way? When you look at the news and you see what's never happened on this planet before, which we've spoken of now for years, which is an evil army. It's almost like black and white, and it's eliciting black and asking for those of darker energy to come in. And they are. Imagine a recruitment for old energy. And it's here. We told you there would come a day when the line in the sand would be drawn so completely there could be no more fence sitting. On one side of the fence, there would be compassionate old souls, and on the other side, an old energy that would want to survive, would yell and scream and kill and maim, and do everything they could to return to the way it was. And they are not going to succeed, but you get to watch them, don't you? This is new. And some human beings will wring their hands and say, woe is me, woe is earth, woe is humanity, where is this going? And the others will sit back and say, this is interesting. Everything that the Mayans said, the Toltecs, the Hopi, and all through South America, the awakening of the Puma is all about this. It's the awakening of enlightenment on the planet, and you're watching it take place black and white, starting to battle one another in philosophy, in personality. And you're going to get to see what works and what doesn't in such a way that there can be no question where the fence is. We said no more fence sitting. You cannot pretend to be one thing and not be it, and then be another. It just won't work. It starts to be the age of integrity. Do the numerology on integrity. It'll tell you a lot about the word in your language. It starts to be the age of compassion. All of these things we have told you, and it's here. Now, the challenge of all of you will be to grasp the wisdom of it and not let it eat at you. Whether it's relationships or work or your country or the world, we told you a long time ago, there were a numbers of kinds of people who were old souls that let everything bother them. Everything that isn't perfect. And it'll shorten your life. The old soul knows balance. What things are appropriate and changing, and what things are ready. And it's a balance. The masters of this planet were balanced. Dear ones, this is the goal. Today, right now, can you just breathe and say, it's okay with my soul? No matter what I see, I am a bastion of compassion. I have a bubble around me, right from the creative source. And my balance will be seen by others, and they will be peaceful too. And together in peacefulness and in harmony, we will bring together the planet in the way we know we should. That's the goal. Do you spin or not spin? And then there are the ones who enjoy spinning. And you know who they are. Every time you meet them, the first thing out of their mouth is, here is what's wrong with me. You know who those are. Let's see them start to have a realization in this new energy that's different from any time before, where they start to see the reality of peace and balance in their own souls, in their own biology, and they will live longer for it. Less will go wrong in their body. A body that's a six is in harmony with itself. That's numerology. And so it is.